Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of March 19th through the 27th. We have quite a bit going on. First of all, I talked about a little bit in last week's show. Between Friday the 20th and Monday the 23rd, we have Mars getting all jiggy with Jupiter and Pluto. So it is going to get extremely active. Mars is fired up. These are powerful planets that he is interacting with. These are all about fresh beginnings. So we are taking action, or there is quite a bit of passion about something, or a lot of anger or fighting going on. So let's hope we're leaning into the productive side of this. And the focus here in general for everybody is about a personal goal that we're really gearing up and moving that thing forward in some powerful way, or something about our career, status, reputation, or an involvement with an authority figure. This could be a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, or any other kind of higher up. So with Jupiter, we are looking at some kind of growth here. We want to take this thing bigger. There could be something involving travel, legal, foreign, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes. And with Pluto, we are trying to go deeper or purge, transform, make changes, and we might be focusing on the financial aspects of this situation or the sexual aspects or the shared experience or third parties in the situation. So they are linked together in one massive story of dynamic energy that starts on Friday the 20th and takes us through Monday the 23rd. Now, on Sunday, we are going to also have quite a bit of activity going on between the fields of Taurus and Pisces. So this can be purchases that you're making that involve something secretive or behind the scenes. Maybe you're doing a romantic getaway. Maybe there's some research or investigations involved in this. Maybe it has something to do with artistic or spiritual interests, or this can be about making money in one of those areas. It could be about what you're doing with your possessions. Maybe you're trying to reorganize your possessions in some way and haul them off to some institution. I don't know. But there is opportunity here between these two fields on Sunday. So you might hear of an offer or news or get into talks or meetings or sign something or sell something, make decisions about it. And Venus just kind of amplifies the financial side of it for you guys. So definitely expect to be a little, maybe this comes at you out of the blue. It's very possible because both Uranus and Neptune are involved in this. So if you get the chance, you know, in the moment kind of stuff on Sunday with that, definitely looks like there's some action there. Then I made like a bulk of the show last week. I jumped in a week early on the fact that we're having Saturn move into Aquarius late Saturday night, the 21st. So I'm going to kind of send you guys back to that show if you want to know all the breakdown about how that really impacts your sign. I wanted everybody to have enough of a heads up that it was coming up because it's such a powerful thing. But starting Saturday night, we do have Saturn going into Aquarius. It is going to shift something with our energy as a group, as a society, within our friendships and our associations, with what's happening online. I suspect that may be one of the big impacts that we notice right off. Any kind of gatherings, parties, events also can impact astrology, charities, aviation. And on a personal side, it can be impacting our freedoms, our original projects, and our aspirations in some way. So Saturn's going to come in. I mean, it's really going to be there for about 3 years, but we're going to get, you know, it in a little preview as it starts. It's coming in this Saturday. It'll be there till July 1st. Then because it retrogrades, it'll back out, but it'll be back on December 17th and then stay all the way until March of 2023. So, you know, as it comes in, it tests us, it challenges us, it's, you know, it's like the, I don't know, it's It's the taskmaster, right? Father Time. It wants you to do all the hard work. It wants you to follow the rules and regulations. It wants you to buck up and grow up and get serious and cut out the things that are not serving you in the area and really make some serious commitments to other things in those areas. So we really want to pay attention to what's coming into view about these topics as we get up on Sunday and enter our week and the week ahead. It'll be our first week with this energy here. So, the positive part of this is we should master some new level of ability in this arena with our social connections, networking, online interests, and all of this. And, really kind of get ambitious about whatever that is going to be. Maybe we'll make new friends that are more serious during this time or, again, I talked about it a lot on last week's show. I don't want to beat it twice in a row, but definitely I will kind of go through really quickly the fields for each sign as we go through the signs. And then we have our new moon, and this is a very powerful new moon. It's on Tuesday the 24th. This is occurring at 5:28 a.m. on the East Coast, so 2:28 in the morning on the West Coast, very early in the morning. So when we wake up on Tuesday, we have that momentum. This is definitely very productive for the 2 weeks that follow, starting Tuesday morning, to really gear up when it comes to our bodies. We're all kind of being stuck indoors. We're being, not allowed to get out and do a lot. So it's definitely an important time to really be serious. Maybe you need to go up and down the steps a few more times. I'm saying that to myself for sure. Don't sit and eat the bonbons. And maybe you just need to think about, if you're already super fit and everything, then just think about, I've got 2 weeks of momentum here. Do I want to try to fine-tune my image if I'm using that on the internet? Or am I trying to work on honing and fine-tuning my brand? Is there a way I want to launch my brand in some new or next level way? Do I want to do something about my name or my title? Am I, ready to make a change there or amp it up a level, Or is there something personal that I'm really into that I want to pursue now? So it is a time to be a little bit more selfish, focus on what it is you need right now. It's only 2 weeks. We can all do that for a little bit. and you want to set that in motion because you now have momentum with this. And it just seems like, very Martian energy in this week ahead because Friday through Monday we have Mars with all this activity. And then Mars rules this new moon on Tuesday. So I do think that we are going to have one of the power weeks. I've talked about this a lot in the past as well, that this particular week seems to stand out as we're setting a lot of big things in motion. I think we kind of heard that in the presidential speech today and yesterday, that they are launching into a lot of things. And that's right on time with all of this planetary energy. So I do think we're going to see a lot of momentum now and people gearing up and feeling like they're ready to get serious with the new Saturn placement and get active with the Mars placement and then kick some butt, with the new moon. So for Aries, the Aries and the Scorpio, you guys are both ruled by Mars. So this week is one heck of a week. So Aries, this is your personal planetary ruler. So I feel like the Aries are going to be very fired up. Maybe they're going to be more passionate. Maybe they're going to be more emotional. Maybe they're going to be more physically driven. Or maybe they're going to be angry and ready to go out there and fight for what they want, But definitely Friday through Monday, this is about your career, or this is about some personal goal that really matters to you, or this is about what's happening with your parent, your boss, a director, a teacher, a judge, a mentor, or some other kind of authority figure in your life. So I expect to see the Aries diving in and really going for this stuff between Friday and Monday. Maybe you need to kind of tackle some legal documents or look at travel or a situation that's playing out at a distance. Maybe there's some media or educational stuff in the mix here. Maybe it's financial, what's happening with third-party situations. Maybe it's sexual because this is very passionate energy. Maybe it's all of that. Maybe the Aries are just going to be, doing a lot in the next few days. But it's all about really powerful fresh start energy. You know, this is like giving you a burst into some new direction, or I'm ready to do this now and really getting this ball rolling. Then on Sunday, as I noted, Aries, you know, this is definitely going to give you a lot of focus on either making money or some purchase that you're involved in or what you're doing with your possessions or products. And you've got real opportunity here linked to the research you're doing and connected to one of those things, or what's going on with an institution in the mix, or on a more personal side, maybe there's something going on romantically, artistically, or spiritually linked to one of those things. So, you know, if you're purchasing, you know, dinner items to have a great romantic evening with somebody, or if you're, you know, I don't know, making money in the arts, so however that combination, it's a really good day as far as like the door is open, okay? And then you guys get your new moon. This is about you, Aries, on Tuesday the 24th. This is about launching you guys forward. So it is a great time to promote yourself. It's a great time to show up and let people know what you're doing, what you're interested in, what you're about. Obviously, you know, you might not be able to get in front of their face physically because of what's going on in the world, but maybe you can get online. You can get on the phone. I don't know. But definitely also, as I mentioned, I mean, Aries, this can be great for really taking your image or brand or name or title or what you're doing with your body to that next level. And you might just get involved in something brand new during the next 2 weeks, you know, by, you know, deciding what it is you want and going for it. So you do have more potential to move that forward. And then be aware, if you didn't listen to last week's show, Saturn is moving into Aquarius Saturday night. So as you get into later, you know, at the very end of the night on Saturday or coming into Sunday and the rest of the week, you now are going to have more of this serious energy focused on your friendships, your associations, your group activities and affiliations, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or any kind of gatherings or events or parties. And also, it is going to get you guys really serious about new aspirations or original projects. So you might be wanting to give a long view to that. You know, what can I do over time to really get serious and ambitious here? What do I need to end? What do I need to make some commitments about? Where are the responsibilities here? You know, how do I get serious? And, you know, probably there will be some things that happen that kind of like show you what some of that's going to be in the week ahead. Okay, for Taurus, this Mars energy, you know, from Friday through Monday, really powerful energy, trying to get you guys active and launching into things and maybe making some changes and evolving stories involving anything legal or about travel or about education or any media or marketing or publishing interests or anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with politics or religion. So, you know, Taurus, I mean, you guys can definitely go big on this. It's about fresh starts here. I would just say, as with all signs, remember that Mars can get angry and into fights. So don't get into, you know, don't stand too aggressively on, you know, some of those topics with people that have differing opinions, I would assume. But definitely you guys should be able to make things happen now. And, you know, with Jupiter there, it rules those things, so it's definitely right on board with what's happening. And with Pluto there, I mean, it can help you purge if you need to, or can help you, you know, if you need to get rid of some stuff before you travel, or if you need to, I don't know, maybe you're focusing on the financial, Pluto financial side of things, so maybe it's the financial side of the media venture or the legal contracts. For some Tauruses, this could be about divorce or sex in the mix, you know, as well. So, taking action here. And then Sunday, in the middle of all that, we have that really great opportunity flowing between your sign, Taurus, and Pisces. So I would say Sunday, there might be some excitement, some surprises here. You might be the one instigating that, you know, because it's Uranus in your sign. But it does really link favorably to anything you guys are doing online or with groups or parties or friends or associates or astrology or charities or any even the, like, original projects. So, Yeah, you know, you could get some last minute invitation or a pop by or pop over. Pop over. I mean, it's not normal times, so we're not supposed to have popovers. I don't know. But something there could really get exciting. Maybe you're doing something, you know, just on the internet that really helps promote you in some interesting, exciting way. Okay, and then on Tuesday the 24th, that new moon kicks in early in the morning, and for Taurus, this is in the mysterious 12th house. So it's also magical, right? And it's also, you know, self-undoing. So you have to be careful with this house. But anyways, Taurus, for the next 2 weeks, you guys have momentum. You have the ability to really focus on your own needs and move something forward that is artistic, first of all. So maybe this is about what you're doing with a film or the music or the painting or the poetry or the dance or your interests there. Maybe you're taking somebody out to the movies. I don't know. This can be romantic, so it can be about you showing up and being more involved in some romantic trysts or getaways. It can be about spirituality, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga. It can be about institutions you're dealing with. It can be about addictions you're tackling, or bad habits. It can be about secrets or deceptions and trying to get a fresh handle on that. It can be about research or investigations and digging into information. So you can get into that and launch in a new direction or start something new, or you can take what you're already doing and kind of move it along in some way. So 2 weeks of momentum starting Tuesday morning. And then keep in mind, Saturday night at the end of the night, Saturn moves into Aquarius, Taurus. This means over these next 3 years, this energy, excuse me, is really going to be testing you to master some new level and to get serious and to end certain things and commit to certain things and get ambitious when it comes to your career, when it comes to personal goals, and when it comes to those authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, teachers, mentors, directors, and the like. So in the week ahead, since this is showing up late Saturday night, you might start to get some drift about what this is going to be about for you. Are you ready to make some commitments here in some of these areas, get more serious? Are you ready to end certain things? Really see what the pulse of this is for you guys. And if you want more about that for your sign, then go back and listen to last week's show. Okay, for Gemini, the Mars energy. The Mars energy for you guys, now this is super active Friday through Monday. And it means there's going to be a lot of activity or a lot of passion and maybe some, you know, fights. I don't know, but definitely it is about fresh starts. So let's hope this is just a lot of motivation to make things happen and then doing it, right? So Gemini, this can be focused on financial matters for you guys, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, the child support, or whatever other big financial topic you might be dealing with. So you can really get in there and deal with what you need to deal with. Or this can be sexual, so there can be a lot of sexing up with the Geminis. Or it can be reproductive. Maybe that's linked to all that sexing up. Or it can be about divorce or a death or a birth or anything involving third parties. So you're kind of really getting in there and making things happen. Now, whether it's financial, sexual, or whatever, Jupiter's involved. So this could involve travel or distance, education, media, legal, ceremonial themes in the mix, political, religious. And it involves Pluto, so it can, you know, that kind of rules that whole area. So it's just going to take it deeper, make it more powerful, help you with any changes you're ready to make, but definitely launching forward. Now, on Sunday, the 22nd, in the middle of all that, we have the door open, the opportunity that's playing out. So part of this is about a goal you have or your career or your authority or you're dealing with other authority figures. And part of this is about what's going on behind the scenes, in secret, in private, through research, investigations, with institutions, with romance, artistry, or spirituality. And so it's all coming together. It could be exciting, could be unexpected, could be last minute, you know. But the door is open there, so keep that in mind. And then that new moon on the 24th, early in the morning. Gemini, this is opening 2 weeks of momentum for you guys, allowing you to launch into something new or next level with friends or associates, with your groups, with the internet, with astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, original projects, freedom, or personal aspirations. So you want to put your needs in there, or your image, your brand. You want to show up. You want to get involved. You want to see how you want to move yourself forward in these areas. Again, starting new or taking what you already have and moving that forward. And just remember, Saturn is entering the territory of Aquarius Saturday night. So as you move in through this week, you're going to start your very first experience of this, first time in 29 years. And it's about getting very serious about travel, foreign, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, or political themes. And so you guys might be looking at some long-term commitments there, some self-mastery in some of these areas, some endings in certain areas, and responsibilities, ambitions, you know, whatever it is that can help you really get in there and take it seriously. So pay attention to what's coming along in the week ahead, because it'll be a pretty good clue as to what's going to start this off for you guys. Okay, for Cancer, Mars, super duper, just couldn't resist, active, Friday through Monday, the 20th through the 23rd. So Cancer, you know, this is really about significant relationships for you guys. It could be your clients. It could be a specialist. It could be a romantic partner or a business partner. It could be agents, attorneys, or other representatives. It could be competitors, opponents. It could be advocates. So we're gearing up, and there is a lot going on here. I mean, powerfully big, we got stuff happening, okay? So you might be expressing a lot more passion with these people. You might just see a lot of motivation and action. There could be some anger or fights. And it's about fresh starts. And so linked to all these people, I mean, you can get in there and move things forward involving the travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And you can also get in there and focus on the financial or sexual or third-party side of things and how you're transforming a situation. So this is a lot of momentum and new beginnings if you want them. Okay, and in the middle of that, on Sunday the 22nd, we have a door open here that is flowing for Cancer. Part of this is about that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme. And it links it to an aspiration of yours, an original project of yours, or what's going on online with friends, groups, associates, astrology, or charities in the mix. So this can be exciting, unexpected, last minute, or this can be very innovative and in the moment, you know, keep communications open there, make decisions, look for what's opening up. That new moon on Tuesday the 24th, early in the morning, Cancer, this is at the apex of your chart. It's a big deal for the Cancers because it is launching you over the next 2 weeks into some new things or helping you take what you're doing to the next level. So this is about your career, or it is about a personal goal that you are striving to put in motion, or it's about your status, your fame, your reputation, or something going on with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, or some other higher up. So you guys want to be proactive. You know, what is it you want? And remember, you know, this is Aries. So Cancer, you know, it needs to involve you. Come out of the shell. Come out wherever you are. And, you know, don't be afraid to step up a little bit and let people, you know, see what it is that you're about here. Or maybe it's just like tying in your image, your brand, your name, your title, something like that, with this goal or with this career move or with whatever's going on with this authority figure. So definitely time to do it. Okay, and then, oh, also for Cancer, remember we have Saturn going into Aquarius at the very end of the day on Saturday the 21st. So, you know, over these next 3 years, the Cancers are going to have to get serious about their financial situation. This may mean that, you know, they're tested and then mastering some new level of proficiency and then getting ambitious, you know, as it progresses. When it comes to their financial life, where they are with their debt, their taxes, their insurance, their investments, their settlements, their partner's money, whatever the big financial topic might be. And it can also be about getting serious about your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a birth, a death, or any third-party situations you're involved in. So you really want to pay attention in this week ahead to what is, you know, kind of rolling out in that area, because it'll be your first week into this since it was left here 29 years ago. Okay, for Leo. Leo, the Mars energy for you guys, super busy Friday through Monday. And for you guys, it's about work, which, you know, come on, man, that's Friday through Monday. You're not supposed to be working. Or it's about your health. Or it's about your animals. I could see that. Or it's about something going on with coworkers, hired help, paperwork, organizing, cleaning. So whichever avenue you guys decide to go down there, Mars is so amped up, fired up, ready to make it happen. Working with really powerful outer planets, helping you guys. I mean, if there's something with that work or health or animals or paperwork, et cetera, that requires legal or travel or educational or media or ceremonial or religious or political stuff in the mix. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to stop you guys. This is the weirdest sound going on in my house right now. What is that, Ellie? Okay, it kind of sounds like, yeah, it does sound like it's coming from there, doesn't it? It sounds like it's coming from my fireplace, and it sounds like ghosts singing. I'm just, man, okay, whoa. I don't know, guys. I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's almost like an angelic, like, fading away. Okay, I'm so sorry, guys. That's just like weird. Okay. And, you know, Pluto themes can be involved with this as well. So maybe there's a financial or sexual or third party side to what's transforming with this work or the health or reproductive situation or, you know, the paperwork, whatever with Leo. Okay. But very active. You can motivate, you can make things happen Friday through Monday. Sunday, in the middle of this, we have the opportunities showing up. For Leo, it's connecting that eighth house of finances, sex, reproduction, mortality, divorce, third parties with your 10th house of goals in the mix, or what's happening on the career as it relates to this, or what's going on with the boss, the parent, the judge, or the other authority figure. So the door's open there to communicate, to hear news. There could be something last minute, exciting, suddenly changing, but open here on Sunday. The new moon on Tuesday the 24th, I swear, I'm just going to recover from that ghost thing. That was the weirdest thing ever. I don't know what to even relate that to. Okay, Tuesday, the 24th, early in the morning, we have the new moon with Leo. Okay, guys, so you guys are getting a boost for 2 weeks, which is about helping you get some momentum, start something new, or take what you're already doing into that next level so that you can focus this on your media projects, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity. Or you can focus this on legal contracts or legal pursuits. You can focus it on higher education. You can focus it on travel or foreign or distant situations. You can focus it on weddings or other ceremonies. Or you can make it about politics or religion. So you guys want to get in there, right? It's about your identity, your needs, your body, your involvement, what's happening with your name, your title, who you are in this story, or getting in there and making it happen, right? 2 weeks of momentum there. And as far as Saturn entering Aquarius for the first time in 29 years, late Saturday night, it's really going to start to give you in this week ahead, on obviously here for 3 years, give you an idea of how you're going to be getting serious in your different relationships. So this can be, you know, getting serious with romantic partners, business clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, And Saturn is going to want some long-term commitments. He's going to want some endings. He's going to want some self-mastery, some rules and regulations, some responsibilities, some ambitions here, you know, depending on which kind of relationship, right? So, yeah, I would definitely think you guys might start to get a clue in the week ahead about how this is all going to start out for you. All right, for Virgo, the Mars energy, super active, amped up, fired up, making things happen Friday through Monday, the 20th through the 23rd. Virgo, so you guys have it in the area of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So you can dive in there and go big with Jupiter involved. You can maybe tie in travel or legal or educational or media or wedding or religious or political themes thanks to Jupiter. And Pluto can make it reproductive or sexual or financial or third party, you know. So there's something very big going on here with your love life or lover or with the kids or the creative project or the recreation about fresh starts and making things happen Friday through Monday. In the middle of that, on Sunday, we have the opportunities coming together. They're playing out for Virgo between the relationship zone, so you can hear from or talk to or make decisions with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates or competitors or whoever that might be, and it's linked in some kind of opportune way to that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political theme. So that should tell a big story for you guys. By Tuesday the 24th, the new moon kicks in very early in the morning, and so Virgo, you're launching into two solid weeks of momentum now. Help you guys start something new, or take what's already in play and move it along in some new direction or next level. And so on the personal side, this can be about your sex life or reproductive life. It can be about a divorce. It can be about a birth or a death. It can be about third-party situations. And it's also about all the big financial topics other than your income. So, you know, if you're trying to move forward with a loan or the debt or the inheritance or the taxes or the insurance or the settlements or the alimony or whatever, the mortgage, whatever the big financial theme is, this will help you get some momentum to do what it is you need to do. So in any of those areas, you know, you need to get in there. Maybe it involves your name on the dotted line. Maybe it involves you in the seat or you, you know, involved. So, yeah, so it's about you and moving those themes forward. And then as far as Saturn moving into Aquarius late Saturday night, you know, Virgo, this is going to set up the next 3 years where you're going to get way more serious about your work, your health, your animals, any paperwork, co-workers or hired help. So there may be some reason to make some long-term commitments there, to really get into your responsibilities more, to master some new level more, to end some certain things, to get ambitious about what you're doing here. So just pay attention in the week ahead as to which one of those areas is drawing you in the first, and, you know, and get serious about it. Put in the effort. It rewards effort. Okay, for Libra, the Mars energy, super active, very powerful because it's linking with these outer planets in conjunction, so it's giving us big fresh starts Friday the 20th through Monday the 23rd. So for the Librans, this means you guys can make a lot happen at home, about your home, with a move, with a real estate deal, with a renovation, or with your family, your parents, your roommates, your history, your ancestry, or some kind of emotional thing that's driving you that you're very passionate about or angry about or fired up about and motivated about. You know, Mars is going to stir all kinds of desire to make it move along over this weekend. It will help you do that. So if you need to draw in any Jupiter topics into this, the legal side of it, the travel, the educational, the media, the marketing, the ceremonial, the religious, the political, then you can. If you need to tie in any of the Pluto themes, the financial, the sexual, the third parties, this is all coming together and moving this forward. In the middle of that, on Sunday the 22nd, we have these doors opening up here for some kind of opportunity linking two areas of your life. So one area involves the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the job, the health, or the animals. And the other area involves that financial or sexual or third-party situation. So you know, you may want to pick up the phone, you may want to meet, you may want to sign some agreements or sell something there, you may want to be in the moment because it does look like it could come out of the blue or be very exciting and spontaneous, you know, but it is opening up for you in some way. Then on Tuesday the 24th, we have this new moon. So Libra, this is relationship oriented for you guys. It's your big new moon of the entire year that can help you launch into brand new relationships or start some things that will then lead to relationships, okay? So keep that in mind. You don't have to go out and meet all the new clients in the next 2 weeks or meet the new romantic partner of your life or the new business partner. You could launch into some things that are going to then lead you to that person that you'll be able to then, you know, verify once you meet the person. Oh, I would never have met you if had I not started blah, blah, blah during those 2 weeks. So be proactive in what it is you want with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. You guys have the potential to launch into new situations here, take your current situations into new directions or the next chapter. And it really features you, Libra, so you're in there physically or it involves your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body. So, like, if you need to see a specialist about your body, great. You got 2 weeks. Go do it. You need to get your body in there with a romantic partner, do it. Okay. And then Saturday, the 21st, late at 9, Saturn moves into Aquarius, first time in 29 years. And Libra, it's going to get you serious about some long-term commitments and ending the things that are not supporting you and really getting into the responsibilities and the ambitions and mastering some new level, getting real when it comes to your love life and or lovers, the children, creative projects and creative talents and anything recreational. So you really do kind of want to pay attention to this week ahead. What is kind of honing in and looking like it's got some long-term potential, or you can see that it's coming to an end, or there is some new level that you need to master, whatever this is, because it's really going to be pulling you for some time. Okay, for Scorpio. Okay, Mars. Mars is super duper active, and he's with Jupiter and Pluto. So those are two of your rulers plus Jupiter, all tied up together and in a lot of passion or fights or motivation and activity and profound deep change or evolving situations and growing and going bigger between Friday and Monday. And for Scorpio, it's going to come through the talks that are happening, the meetings that are happening, the decisions that are happening, any offers or proposals, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your agreements, your sales. And also, Scorpio, there could be a physical side to this. There could be a lot happening with a move, with your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips to nearby places, your local community activities, your brothers, your sisters, or your neighbors. So whichever, if it's a few of those, whatever, it's very powerful, it's very profound. You could tie in Jupiter themes of travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political stuff, and you can tie in Pluto themes of sex or finances or triangles. And so here we go. We're off to the races. In the middle of that, on Sunday the 22nd, the door is open here, and it looks exciting or last minute or unexpected and comes through decisions that are being made. That link, something in the area of true love, lovers, children, creative projects, or recreation to the zone of your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, or other serious relationships. So I would definitely say connecting on Sunday is a big one when it comes to creative projects, recreation, lovers, or kids. Then you have that new moon on Tuesday the 24th early in the morning, and Scorpio, this is about your work, it's about your health, it's about your animals, it's about your paperwork and your coworkers and your hired help, and it's telling you it's time to show up, get involved, and launch yourself forward in those areas. So if you want to focus on your body when it comes to your health, or if you want to get physically more active with your animals and walking them, or you want to really promote your image or your brand or your name or your title when it comes to your job, or just do more with your coworkers or hire help, this is it, okay? So definitely maybe sign your name to some paperwork. Maybe that's part of it. But you have 2 weeks of momentum starting Tuesday morning. Now, as far as Saturn moving into Aquarius, late Saturday night, you really want to pay attention in the week ahead. Where is it that you're really going to start to see the weight of Saturn starting to impact your home, your family, your parents, your roommate, a move, a real estate deal, or a renovation? Because there are going to be more responsibilities, limits, rules, regulations, endings, long-term commitments, ambitions, and or self-mastery in these areas over the next 3 years. You haven't had it here for 29 years. And so the things that are coming in view in this week ahead will start to show you what this is going to be about. Okay, for Sagittarius, you got Mars all over the Friday through Monday period in this week ahead, so the 20th through the 23rd. So we are amping up. There is a lot of action going on when it comes to making money, or it comes to purchases, or it comes to your possessions or products. And so this is about big, fresh starts, going big, utilizing media, marketing, travel, distance, educational, legal, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in that effort, as well as focusing on third parties, sex appeal, sexual needs, or the other financial topics in the story, the loans, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, et cetera, the commissions, the royalties, whatever that might be for you guys. So you're really seeing time to motivate and do something or react to something here and get busy. In the middle of that on Sunday the 22nd, we have those doors opening up. So there's some bridge here between what's happening at home or with the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, the family, the parents, the roommates, and the opportunities for work or for health or with the animals or the paperwork or involving coworkers or hired help. So this is coming together in some exciting or innovative way. You want to keep ideas flowing, communication going, be in the moment with that, whatever that is that shows up. Now, by Tuesday the 24th, the new moon kicks in. And Sag, this is your new moon for the year that is about true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So it's a very fun area for our Sagittarians. And you want to put yourself in that mix, right? So you want to show up and pursue your interests here. Time to enjoy yourself, or time to open up to love, or to get more creative, or promote your image or brand linked to your creative project, or enjoy the recreation or the kids more, you know. So you can start new things in the next 2 weeks, or you can take what you've already got going and really move that forward in some way or aim it in some new direction, right? So this is very proactive, positive, forward energy for you. Now, with Saturn moving into Aquarius for Sag, it's asking you to master your mind and your communications and your commerce over the next 3 years. So you're going to get more serious with your talks, your meetings, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your sales, your short trips and local activities. Also could be that there's something going on with brothers or sisters or neighbors, or your vehicles or electronics during these years, where you're really kind of, you know, getting more serious about what's happening there. In any of those areas, you know, you're going to be ending certain things, but really making some long-term commitments, getting ambitious, putting in the time, the effort, and seeing where you can take this thing. So it's not the hardest part of the chart to host it, but definitely watch where this is going in the week ahead. See how this is impacting your thoughts, the things you're choosing, or the offers that are coming in. All right, for Capricorn, all this crazy Mars energy, very amped up, fired up Friday through Monday, the 20th through the 23rd. It's in your sign, Cap. So we see a lot going on within you. Maybe you're fired up and passionate about something, or angry and fighting spirit about something, or feeling super motivated to do something. Or maybe this has to be about what, you know, happens to be about what you see happening with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your ego, or some personal thing you're striving for, right? So Mars is going to fire up our Capricorns. This is going to go really big. It may involve politics or religion. It may involve travel or foreign interests. It may involve media or marketing or publishing or broadcasting or higher education or legal needs or weddings or other ceremonies, because Jupiter's involved here with Capricorn. And it could also go deeper, be intense, profound with our Capricorns because of Pluto. Could be that you guys are focusing on transforming some part of yourself. Could be you're empowering some part of yourself. Maybe you're focusing on your own mortality or your own sexuality or reproductive needs, or how your identity is being impacted by divorce or your sex life or your financial prospects and where you're going with those. So the Capricorns are in a very powerful few days here, Friday through Monday, get out of their way. In the middle of that, on Sunday the 22nd, we have that door opening up here. There is opportunity on Sunday for Capricorn through talks, meetings, short trips, local activities, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions. Or for some Capricorns, involving your vehicles, your electronics, your siblings, your neighbors, short trips, local activities. And anyways, whatever that is for you guys, it is linking to creative endeavors, recreational pursuits, the kids, or a lover. So look for whatever is coming through. It's probably going to be unexpected. I mean, you're going to kind of expect it because I'm telling you, but there could be like some spontaneity, last minute, or excitement, or unexpected quality to this. But that's on Sunday. Now, the new moon on Tuesday morning, the 24th for Capricorn, this is giving you a real boost over the next 2 weeks when it comes to your home, or when it comes to real estate deals and what you're doing with those, when it comes to any moves or renovations or remodeling, when it comes to your family, your parents, your roommates, or any interest you have in history or ancestry. You guys are getting this 2 weeks of momentum now that can help you, if you're proactive about it, to launch into something new, or to take what you're doing there and move it in a new direction or a next level, really move it ahead somehow. So this starts Tuesday morning. Now, with Saturn moving into Aquarius, for one thing, Capricorn, it should feel really good for you guys because it's a weighty energy, and even though it rules you, you've been hosting it for 3 years, so I know you guys are about done with having that energy there. So you may start to feel like in this week ahead that you're a little lighter and that things feel a little bit more optimistic. But Saturn is headed into your income zone. It's going to ask you to get serious about what you're doing to make money or how much money you're making. It's going to ask you to get serious about your possessions, your purchases, and your products over the next 3 years. So you really want to pay attention to what's kind of coming into view in this week ahead. It'll probably show you which way this is, you know, where you're going to start with this, I guess. And so, you know, Saturn's going to want some long-term commitments, some serious effort here, some mastery of some new level of proficiency here, some endings with the things that are no longer going to support you, and looking at, you know, getting ambitious in those areas of life. So this is starting late Saturday night. Okay, for Aquarius, all this Mars energy really firing things up Friday through Monday, the 20th through the 23rd. Aquarius, you're going to get all fired up. This could be romantically, behind the scenes, behind closed doors, on a little romantic getaway or a romantic tryst. Or you could be all active and busy on something artistic, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, whatever, theaters, concerts, whatever you do artistically. It could be that you're really seeing a lot happening at a hospital or a spa or a retreat or another institution over these days. It could be that you're really getting busy about the research or the investigations, or you feel motivated to do something about your spiritual practices or magic or psychic interests, or tackling an addiction or dealing with a secret or a deception, right? So there's a lot of mystery and magical quality to what's going on for the Aquarians, but they're going to be fired up and into at least one of those areas. And Jupiter's involved, so it could go big, or it could involve a situation at a distance or some travel or something legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political in the mix. And Pluto's involved, so it could involve sex or finances or third parties as well. So expect to be busy. And then on Sunday, in the middle of all that, we have the door opening up, some kind of opportunity coming into play. And for Aquarius, it links your income, your purchases, your products or possessions to something going on at home or with a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, the family, parent, or roommate. So door is open. Look for talks or meetings or sales or offers or decisions in the mix. Could be last minute, could be unexpected, could be very exciting, but opportune. Okay, by Tuesday the 24th, the new moon launches, and, you know, Aquarius, starting early in the morning on that day, you guys have 2 weeks of momentum. This can help you guys launch into something brand new or take what you've already got happening to the next level. And for you guys, it's about your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your sales, any talks, meetings, proposals, agreements, offers, decisions, you know, anything in the communication or commerce part of your life. And then also for Aquarius, maybe you guys want to start something new or launch into some new direction with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, or with a move, or with your vehicles or electronics, or through short trips or community activities. So all of this has momentum for 2 solid weeks, so look for that. And Aquarius, you guys are going to start hosting Saturn in the very late evening of Saturday the 21st. First time in 29 years it's been in your sign. It's going to be in your sign for 3 years. You're going to get a little break from it between July 1st and December 17th this year, but then it's coming back and staying. So, you know, it is very much the time in your life to get serious about yourself, Aquarius. This means you need to look at what's going on with your body, what's happening with your name, your title, your image, your brand, your identity, your ego, any personal needs or desires that you have, what you're physically involved in and how you are physically involved in things. And you really want to look at, you know, what needs to end? Where do I need to make some commitments to myself or about myself? What do I need to structure so it supports me? What do I need to get serious about? Where are my ambitions here? And so this week ahead should start to show you how, you know, you can be in there for yourself and how the universe is going to be asking you to step it up a level and really put in the effort for you yourself and your own needs. So pay attention to what's showing up for you guys. All right, for Pisces, the Mars energy, super fired up. We haven't seen anything like this in a while. This is Mars coming together with Jupiter and coming together with Pluto and merging all this energy between Friday the 20th and Monday the 23rd. So, you know, this is fresh starts, powerful, deep, profound changes, growth, you know, something big going on. And for Pisces, this involves your own personal aspirations, your freedoms, your original projects, as well as everything social going on in your life. So really doing something with the friend or the associate or the party or event or gathering or group, or what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or causes that you're passionate about, right? So you're fired up. You're ready to make a move here. Expect this to, it can involve Jupiter themes of travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political topics. It can also involve Pluto themes of sex or finances or third-party situations. We have a lot happening here. And then in the middle of that, on Sunday the 22nd, we have a door opening up, and it opens up an opportunity here for you to have a talk or a meeting or write or sign agreements or make sales or interview, audition, or get out there locally or take a short trip or involve a sibling or a neighbor or focus on your vehicles or electronics or decisions, okay? And so there's something kind of exciting, unexpected, last minute, innovative in there that's linked directly to you, Pisces. So keep that door open. Be in the moment with this on Sunday. Then the new moon on Tuesday the 24th, this is giving you 2 weeks of forward momentum from the cosmos. It can help you really gather steam when it comes to starting something new or taking what you're already involved in and taking it into that next chapter or new direction. And for Pisces, this is about your income, or it's about your purchases or your products or your possessions. So you want to think about how you're going to put yourself in that mix. Is it about your image or brand tied into that? Is it about you getting involved physically? Is it about your needs and desires here? You know, because you have this potential to get this moving forward starting Tuesday morning. And then pay attention as Saturn is coming into Aquarius on late at night on Saturday the 21st. It's starting its three-year tour through this part of the sky. First time in 29 years you've had it here. And this is your mystical, magical, delusional, weird, and spacey, karmic 12th house. So all kinds of things can be going on. So it is a time over these years ahead that you're going to get serious. You're going to get serious about the artistic side of the 12th house. You know, what do I need to master some new level about with my art, my film, my music, my painting, my poetry, my dance, my sculpture, or what I'm doing at concerts or theaters or anything artistic, you know? And what needs to end? What do I need to make some long-term commitments to? Where are my ambitions here? And then your spiritual life, where are you with your prayer, your meditation, your yoga? Or is there an offshoot? Is there something like your psychic abilities or your magic interests in life and how you want to, you know, either make some commitment in those areas or in something or get more serious about what's going on there? It can be about what's going on romantically, as far as like past life romances, karmic balance in romances, what's happening in if there's a clandestine affair, what's happening with romantic getaways, with romantic trysts. And so really looking at, you know, what needs to end, what do I need to commit to, where am I serious here, what are my ambitions. Also, institutions, are you involved with a spa, a retreat, a hospital, a university over these years ahead? I mean, it's time to end some things there or make some commitments there or get more ambitious there or get into the rules and regulations and responsibilities there, depending on are you attending there, are you working there, you know, what is your tie to this institution, how do you get more serious in this area of your life? And then also research and investigations, digging into information. You might really take an interest in, you know, putting some ambitions there. Or maybe you've been involved in something like that, and this is going to help you wrap that up and end it. Also, Pisces, if there are bad habits or addictions, this will definitely get you serious about that. If there are secrets or deceptions, it will definitely weigh in on that as well and test those things. So you're going to need to, you know, really face those things if you're part of them and probably end those things or figure out some way to deal with them. And that's pretty much it. Artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research, investigational, addictive or secretive parts of the world in your world are where it's going to get serious. So look at what's coming into play in this week ahead. It will give you some clue as to where you want to buckle down and start to put in the effort and make some decisions. Does it stay? Does it go? What am I going to do about this part of life? So that's it, guys. It is Zoe Moon. I hope that everybody gets through this crazy weekend. I still believe that this week is just all about, you know, some major things going on the global level. And I think in our own personal lives, we will be motivating and moving things forward as well. It sure looks like it, right? So I hope everybody has a good one. You can find me at Zoe Moon Astrology on Facebook, and I post a daily insight there, and I do answer everybody's questions there. So I will be back here next week, same time, God willing. Let's pray for our world of people, and let's pray for our country, and let's pray for our president, and let's pray for each and every one of us that we come through this. So God bless you guys. I love you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.